Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 272 for March 28th, and we're going to start off in 1854 with the Crimean War, when France and Britain declare war on Russia. And then in 1862, during the American Civil War, in the Battle of Glorieta Pass, Union forces stopped the Confederate invasion of the New Mexico Territory. And finally, in 1941, during World War II, the first day of the Battle of Cape Matapan in Greece, between the navies of the United Kingdom and Australia and the Royal Italian Navy. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On March 28, 1854, marking a significant escalation in the Crimean War, France and Britain officially declared war on Russia. This conflict, which lasted from 1853 to 1856, was primarily centered around the decline of the Ottoman Empire and the power vacuum that its weakening state created. The major European powers were concerned about maintaining the balance of power in Europe and preventing Russia from expanding its influence into Ottoman territories, particularly in the Balkans and the Black Sea region. Russia sought to expand its influence in the Balkans and secure access to the warm waters of the Mediterranean through the Black Sea. France and Britain, on the other hand, aimed to check Russian expansion and protect the integrity of the Ottoman Empire to maintain the European balance of power. On March 28, 1862, during the American Civil War, the Battle of Glorieta Pass took place in the high mountain terrain of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains of New Mexico, which was just a territory at the time. Often referred to as the Gettysburg of the West, this battle was crucial in thwarting the Confederate invasion of the New Mexico Territory, effectively halting Confederate expansion westward. The battle unfolded over several days, with skirmishes occurring between March 26th and March 28th. Confederate forces led by Brigadier General Henry Hopkins Sibley initially pushed Union forces, commanded by Colonel John P. Slow of the 1st Colorado Infantry, through Glorieta Pass, which was a strategic point on the Santa Fe Trail. The turning point of the battle came when a Union detachment led by Major John M. Chivington executed a successful flanking maneuver to reach and destroy the Confederate supply train at Johnson's Ranch. This action left the Confederate forces without the necessary supplies and ammunition to sustain their campaign. On March 28, 1941, during World War II, the Battle of Cape Matapan began off the coast of Greece, marking a significant naval engagement between the British Royal Navy with the Royal Australian Navy as well, against the Royal Italian Navy. The battle, which lasted until March 29, 1941, was a strategic victory for the Allies and highlighted the effectiveness of naval intelligence and air power in naval warfare. It took place near Cape Matapan on the southern tip of the Peloponnese in Greece. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify. And I will see you all tomorrow for some more history action.